Millions of Americans owe medical debt, adding up to a staggering $220 billion, according to an analysis of recent census data. And it seems the U.S. has a long way to go to legislate itself out of this complicated problem. Now, some cities in the Midwest have started buying up medical debt to help their residents. So what does this mean? And how can you and I, the average healthcare consumers, deal with large medical bills? That's the Checkup's question for today. I'm Lizzie McGreevy, Community Engagement Specialist at Side Effects Public Media. And with me is IdeaStream Public Media and Side Effects reporter Taylor Wisner. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Lizzie.
So I briefly touched upon this earlier, but can you put things into perspective here and tell us how big really is this medical debt problem in the U.S.?
It's enormous. People get into debt after unexpected high-cost medical emergencies, like they break their arm or they get cancer. There are 58 million Americans carrying some form of medical debt, according to a study published in the Journal of American Medical Association in 2021. It's also the leading cause of bankruptcy in the U.S.
That is fascinating. And I have heard that some cities are trying to buy up this debt. Can you give us examples and tell us what exactly this means?
An idea started in Cook County, Illinois, and spread to other communities that cities and counties could use some American Rescue Act funds to buy up residents' medical debts for a fraction of the actual amount of the debt owed. They do this by working with an intermediary, a nonprofit, Undo Medical Debt. The nonprofit goes to hospitals and says, "We'll buy your old medical debt, which you may have already written off, at a steep discount." And so they're basically giving the hospital money they wouldn't be able to collect and removing that bill from the person's credit history. Cities like Cleveland, Ohio, looked at it almost as a stimulus they could give to working and middle-class residents that would relieve a burden. Here's how Cleveland City Council member Chris Harsh described it.
Medical debt is like a monkey on your back. It interferes with your credit score when you try to buy that house or get a car. Your medical debt could be a detractor keeping you from making those next steps in your life.
Now, Taylor, on the face of it, this sounds like a great and helpful thing to do. But there are some people critical of this movement. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, well, they really come down into two camps. People who don't think their tax dollars should go towards helping other people cover their bills. Then there's another group who are maybe more sympathetic to people who find themselves stuck with an unexpected medical bill, but who worry medical debt relief doesn't go far enough. A study came out recently that looked at the earliest group of people helped by the nonprofit I mentioned, Undo Medical Debt, and it found people who had their debt erased didn't see big changes in their mental or financial health. Undo says there needs to be more research, but they also agree, I think, with the premise that a one-time clearing of debt won't entirely fix the problem of our expensive healthcare system. Some people also say medical debt relief programs incentivize hospitals to keep increasing their prices. Because there's no direct price regulation in the U.S., hospitals can charge as much as they think insurance companies will pay.
So, Taylor, for those of us who haven't had our medical debt bought up, what are some things that we can keep in mind or tips to lower our medical bills and make sure that we're not being unfairly charged?
Right. So one reason people find themselves with medical debt has to do with failures from the hospital to provide financial assistance when they should. Jared Walker, founder of the nonprofit Dollar Four, says anyone who gets a big bill should first see if their hospital will cover it outright.
The first thing should be to go and check to see if you're eligible for charity care, because most hospitals in America are nonprofit organizations, and they have to have these policies.
Broadly, you may qualify for financial assistance if for a single person you make $46,000 or less, or for a family of four you make $97,000 or less, but this varies by state. If that doesn't work, Walker says you can request an itemized bill, which breaks down exactly what you're being charged for and how much, and go through that line by line and check with billing codes to make sure the hospital billed your insurance company properly. Then if your insurance company denies a claim they should cover, you can appeal that. He also says you can negotiate your bills. He said he's never seen a hospital bill you couldn't get the hospital to lower. If that doesn't work, he says, ask the hospital to put you on a payment plan. Just don't put it on your credit card if you can help it.
Taylor, thank you for that wonderful information. I am currently adding call the doctor's office for an itemized bill and ask about negotiating price to my to-do list by the end of today. And I hope a lot of you are able to negotiate your bills, your hospital bills, that is. And if you have questions or suggestions or things you're maybe too shy to ask your doctor about and you would like us to cover that here on the Checkup, please let us know. Until next time, stay safe.